on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The ANC's National Working Committee is meeting with KZN leadership in Gauteng this morning. Reports indicate the meeting has been called over KZN's performance in the May elections. There's also speculation that the Provincial Executive Committee might be dissolved. Newswatch's Anastasi Mokgobo is in Boksburg.
The ANC had a poor showing in the May elections, failing to secure a national majority and falling below the 50% mark for the first time. In KZN, the party's support fell to 17%, mainly due to the rise of former President Jacob Zuma's Umkhonto we Sizwe party. This led to calls for the dissolution of provincial leadership structures. However, KZN Provincial Secretary Becky Mtolo insists that ANC National Executive Committee, led by President Cyril Ramaphosa and Secretary General Fikile Mbalula, should share responsibility for the party's poor performance at the polls. Anastasia Mukhobu in Boksburg.
Metro Police have confirmed that the taxi blockade on the M3 near Spaghetti Junction in Durban has been cleared. This morning, members of the Long Distance Taxi Association blocked the route. Drivers have vowed that they won't operate until KZN Transport MEC Siboniso Duma delivers on his promise of issuing permits. They are also unhappy about Operation Shanela, the law enforcement drive that impounds unroadworthy taxis and those who are operating illegally. Transport spokesperson Indabezintle Sibiya says more than 4,000 permits are waiting to be collected by taxi operators. Sibiya says these disruptions are unnecessary.
We think that there must be something else other than the issues that have been raised around permits and around the Operation Shanela. Operation Shanela was established years ago to ensure that the honest taxi operators, all the permits are protected. These are the issues which they raised with the MEC last week.
And KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says counterfeit goods are negatively affecting the economy. He's urged people to refrain from buying fake products. He spoke at a World AIDS Day commemoration event held in the King Qeshwayo district yesterday.
In Durban, three containers had counterfeit of big, expensive brands. They are imported illegally to compete with original brands at lower prices. So businesses are collapsing from that unfair competition. If we continue to buy these goods, we are eliminating job opportunities.
And finally, Disney says Moana 2 has far surpassed expectations. The animation film has become the biggest five-day debut in history, overtaking Universal's Super Mario Bros. Movie. Moana 2 also scored the second biggest worldwide launch of the year so far, behind fellow Disney movie Deadpool and Wolverine. Your top story this hour, the ANC's National Working Committee is meeting with KZN leadership in Gauteng this morning. Reports indicate the meeting has been called over KZN's performance in the May elections. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.